Hello, this is Tommy Peeler, and welcome to our podcast, Carefully Examining the Text. If this is your first time to join us on this podcast, we are attempting to carefully examine the book of Psalms. We have podcasts on all the Psalms up to Psalm 110. And today's podcast is Psalm 111. We invite you to check out our other episodes as we cover other Psalms. But let's read Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. In the company of the upright, in the assembly, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in Him. Splendid and majestic is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has made His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He's given food to those who fear Him. He will remember His covenant forever. He has made known to His people the power of His works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The words of His hands are truth and justice, and all His precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to His house, to His people. He has ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalm 111 would be hard to classify in this sense. It has elements of praise. Its first line is, "Praise the Lord." Praise is mentioned in the last line. It also sounds much like a thanksgiving psalm. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in verse 1. It has elements of a wisdom psalm as it mentions the fear of the Lord in verse 5 and in verse 10. Also, it's an acrostic psalm. The Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters, and each successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet is used to begin a line. And so it's an acrostic poem. There are some 8 of these in the book of Psalms. Psalm 112, our next psalm, will also be an acrostic. Psalm 111 focuses on the Lord in its acrostic, and Psalm 112 speaks about the godly person. Let me illustrate. In Psalm 111, in verse 3, the Bible says of God, His righteousness endures forever. That same phrase that is used of God in 111:3 is used of the godly man in 112:3 and in 112, verse 9. The point, the godly man imitates God's character. But let's see in Psalm 111 what we can learn about God. The line, "Praise the Lord," doesn't fit into this acrostic layout of Psalm 111. It is a separate line. But Psalm 111, Psalm 112, and Psalm 113 all begin with the same words, "Praise the Lord." One writer stresses that Psalm 111 and 112 are the only psalms that begin with "Praise the Lord" that don't also end with that same phrase. The phrase "Praise the Lord" is actually "Hallelujah," which has made its way into the English language. "Praise the Lord, I'll give thanks to the Lord with all my heart." God has always called His people to serve Him with all their heart and soul. Deuteronomy 4:29, Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5, and many other passages in the book of Deuteronomy. We do read of some in the Old Covenant who drew near to God with their mouths, but their heart was far from him, in Isaiah 29 and verse 13. But this is not this psalmist. Psalm 11 with no title, it doesn't say Psalm of David, but whoever the author is affirms, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the assembly. The word translated company is translated fellowship in Psalm 55 and verse 14. This psalm speaks of intimate fellowship, and it also speaks of a large gathering. And in the midst of this large gathering and this intense fellowship, he will praise God's name and give him glory. In verse 2, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Now it seems in verse 2, that when the Bible speaks of the works of the Lord, it is speaking of his works in the universe. Great are the works of the Lord, the works of the Lord in creation, the works of the Lord in providence. These are great, and they are studied by all who delight in them. This word studied is generally translated seek or search. It'll be translated that way several times in Psalm 119. In Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13, the writer stresses how he sought out, how he searched what there was valuable for the sons of men in their few days in this life. But here, the universe is stretched out in its vastness, and those who study them delight in them. This verse is found at the entrance of the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge, England. Great discoveries have been made there, including the beginning of the discoveries of the DNA molecule in 1953. But this place where such great discoveries have been made in science has on its door that God's works are great, and they're studied by all who delight in them. If we look at the universe through the lens of an all-powerful God who spoke it all into existence, then all the universe leads us to stand in awe, in greater awe, of the God who made it all. Verse 3. Splendid and majestic is his work, is God's work, and his righteousness endures forever. He's made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, verse 4. In Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7, the Lord God, gracious and compassionate, forgiving iniquity, transgressions, and sins, abounding in loving kindness. That statement made in Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7, is repeated frequently in the Old Testament. Numbers 14, 18, Nehemiah 9, 17, Nehemiah 9, 31, in Psalm 86, verse 5, Psalm 103, verse 8, Psalm 145, and verse 8. Over and over, this statement about the nature of God is repeated in Scripture. God is gracious. God is compassionate. And in verse 5, God has given food to those who fear him. God gives every person and every creature their food. In Psalm 145 and verse 15, the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due time. Verse 16 of Psalm 145, you open your hand to satisfy the desire of every living thing. Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. You see the same kind of idea in Psalm 104, verses 26 and 27. Even the mighty Leviathan is dependent upon God to be fed. But here in Psalm 111, verse 5, the text particularly emphasizes that God has given food to those who fear Him. The Bible tells us that the nations are seeking what they are to eat and what they are to drink, but Jesus' instruction is, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, because God knows that you need what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink, and He'll provide all these things for you if you seek Him above all. Psalm 111:5, He has given food to those who fear Him. He will remember His covenant forever. Those same words were found in Psalm 105 and verse 8. In verse 6, He has made known to His people the power of His works in giving them the heritage or inheritance of the nations. Verse 6. The word wonders in verse 4, it refers to God's mighty acts often in Scripture, and particularly to the Exodus. Some have applied verse 4 to the Exodus, verse 5, where God gives food to those who fear Him, to God raining down the manna when Israel was traveling through the wilderness, and verse 6, giving them the inheritance of the nations, to God giving the land of Canaan to His people Israel. I think all of those things are very reasonable, that these are proofs of God's goodness, of how God is gracious and compassionate toward His people. The Bible says in verse 7, the works of His hands are truth and justice, and all His precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and righteousness. There is a connection between God's work in creation, God's work in our awesome universe made by a much more awesome God. There are connections between that, God's providence, and God's revelation of Himself in Scripture in verse 7. All His precepts are sure. And the word sure is the word from which we get our English word amen. They are dependable. They are reliable. They are upheld forever and ever, as verse 8 says. In verse 9, He has sent redemption to His people. He has ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. One's name represents who they are, their character. God's name is holy, and it is awe-inspiring. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A statement similar to this is found in Proverbs 1:7, in Proverbs 9:10, and again in Job 28, verse 28. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says to fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole of man. Fearing the Lord is front and central in wisdom literature. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. the secrets of life, the key to beginning to understand and grasp what all of life is about, is not found by the mystic or the philosopher, but the one who's willing to humbly to submit to this awesome God and do what he says. The Bible tells us that the one who does that, a good understanding, have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. God's mighty works, God's awesome deeds lead us to obey his will and to praise his name. Now, in redemption, we see how Jesus fulfills Psalm 111. The statement in Psalm 111 verse 4 that the Lord is gracious and compassionate, that is shown through all the life of Jesus, but it's particularly shown in the cross of Christ. There's no event that demonstrates God's graciousness, God's compassionate nature, like the cross of Jesus Christ. And God's covenant with Israel finds its greatest expression in making a new covenant, open in Jeremiah 31 to all those who fear him and submit to his will. Yes, Jesus fulfills Psalm 111 and verse 4 and Psalm 111 in verse 5. And just as God's name is holy and awesome, so God has exalted Jesus in a name above every name, that at his name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to God. More could be said, but I hope this has spurred you to deeper thought and study of Psalm 111. And as we conclude, let's read these words again from the New American Standard Bible. Again, no heading, but the psalm begins, "Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright and the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, and they are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. He has made known to his peoples the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hand are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and righteousness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. May the Lord bless and keep you."